This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Brian Snow hanging out with me here today. I'm Andy Dorf, and believe me, man, there is so much to get into, people. Major League Baseball, the trade deadline is fastly approaching. NBA basketball, we've got big twos, not big threes and big fours anymore. Obviously, a lot of things happening in the sports world, but I do want to welcome in my partner in crime today, Brian. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Dorfmeister. How you doing, man?
Can't complain, man. I'm talking sports on a Sunday morning with you. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, my friend. And, you know,
no,
there's a lot to get into. There's a ton of things to get into, my man, whether it's we can discuss all the combinations in the NBA and how Westbrook is going to figure out how to fit in with James Harden and everybody else. And we can discuss the Major League Baseball trade deadline that's coming up and looking at some of the action in Major League Baseball, too, man. I think there's one division that is absolutely the best in baseball, and not necessarily meaning that the teams are the best, but it's the best race in baseball, and that's the National League Central, where you have the Brewers, St. Louis, and the Cubs all battling it out for first place, man. It's going to be a race the whole way, too, bro. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. I'm just getting ramped up, and Scott's got to keep me in line, so thank you very much, Scott. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to continue. Brian Snow and the Dorf Man. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Hey, Brian, just out of curiosity, my friend, do you have a Twitter handle that you want to throw out there for people? Or how can people check you out, my man?
Well, they can check me out at my new show's Twitter handle, at Snowman, the letter N, Friends, for Snowman and Friends. That's the title. That's the new title of my show. Also on Twitter, at the, as in dog, A, Snowman's Back. The Snowman's Back is my personal Twitter. That's where they can find me. And for checking out some play-by-play, at Arena Sportsnet.
There you go. Check him out, man. I'm glad to have him hanging out with me today. If I can't have Mike Wilson, my friend, you know I want you next. So you are, if you're not my right-hand man, you're my left-hand man. How's that sound?
Much appreciated, my friend. Much appreciated.
All right. So let's get into this a little bit, man. Major League Baseball is obviously in full throttle. We got the trade deadline coming up here in just a couple few days, and it's going to be different because you can't pick up guys on waivers anymore in August and things like that. So it'll definitely make things a little bit more interesting. And, you know, some teams are going to be sellers. Some teams are going to be buyers. It looks like the Twins have already kind of bolstered their bullpen up a little bit, bringing in Romeo. The Yankees are having their fair share of issues with that sort of stuff. So you know that they're going to try to do something here. Like I said before the break, man, the National League Central is flat out the best division in baseball. And I don't mean the best playing baseball in Major League Baseball. I mean the closest race in Major League Baseball, where you have St. Louis now on top of the Central, where it's been Chicago like all the last couple of weeks. They've been on top. Milwaukee was on top a couple of weeks before that, and now St. Louis is on top. And this is truly going to be really fun to watch the rest of the way, where you have three teams so close in talent and everything else, Brian, that this is going to be the best race to watch, and I knew it was going to be the best race before the season even started, my friend.
And you know what's crazy? There's a possibility that all three teams could sneak into the postseason. One is going to be the division champion, and whoever's left in that division could wind up being not one but both of the wild cards. The San Francisco Giants may have a little something to say about that, but this is going to be the most competitive race, the most competitive division race. And you said it at the top of the season, as did I. This was the race to watch. You got the rivalries, and the Cubs are in the middle of a 10-game gauntlet right now where they have to see Milwaukee and they have to see St. Louis nine times in these next 10 days. So the division, I think, is going to be made this coming week. But you never know. It could go down to the final. It could go down to the final game in September, like it did last year, or it could go to a game 163, like it did last year.
Yep, I agree, man. I think it's going to be fun. And, you know, since you mentioned that about the Cubs playing the Brewers and St. Louis, the same situation for Boston, where they're playing the Yankees and the Rays a lot, and they're making a little bit of a move. I mean, they're 8 games back. They've been as many as like 11 or 12. So they're making a little bit of a move there. And I think we'll hear from Boston before the end of the season. I think we'll hear from Houston before the end of the season. I'm starting to, and I've been saying this for a while too, Brian, look, The Cleveland Indians have been looking and they're pressing on the gas pedal, whereas you have the Minnesota Twins and they're looking in their rear view mirror, right? And they're kind of playing scared baseball at this point. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They lost their last one. The Cleveland Indians are hot. They've won 4 in a row. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. Like, they have that experience. And I think that that's what happens to Minnesota is, you know, the big dogs start to come out and they start to crumble and they falter. They go away. And everybody thought, oh, this is going to be different. But look what's happened since the All-Star break. Minnesota has been really, really bad, man.
They really have. Were it not for a midweek series against the Chicago White Sox, where they kind of healed a little bit, but then they lost the last game of that series. Cleveland is one of the 3 hottest teams right now, and it would not surprise me in the least that either by mid next week or the week following, that they snatch the reins from the Minnesota Twins and, you know, start to pull away in that division.
I don't disagree, but I do think that Minnesota will hang on for a wild card, in as far as that goes. But it's not going to be easy still. You know, you got Boston, you got the Rays that'll be chomping. And, you know, like you said, with the National League Central, where you could have 3 teams all from that same division, you could easily have that in the American League East if those 3 teams, if, you know, New York, Boston, and Tampa Bay still continue to play well throughout the rest of the season. They're 2 of those teams are right there for the wild card mix as well. So I think what's really happened, man, if you ask me, That second wild card has made baseball so much more interesting. If there's one thing that Bud Selig did well, that's the one thing that I'll give Bud Selig a lot of credit for, was coming up with a second wild card. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the other things that he did, but truth be told, the wild card was the greatest thing for baseball.
2 of the greatest things, the second wild card and that play-in game. When you give a team, you know, 1 extra game to get into the division series. And if I were to make a change, and I've asked this on my show and people have asked me this, would you turn that wild card game into a wild card series, or would you leave it as is, just to squeeze a little more excitement out of baseball? I would turn it into a best of 3 wild card series. Because if you play that one wild card game, I'll give you an example, Cubs in Pittsburgh, and the Cubs wind up winning, and all of a sudden all the momentum just drops for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's all over, and you're licking your chops at that going, hey, wait a minute, aren't they supposed to play again another day?
No, I know exactly what you mean, and especially the way that baseball goes. So I hear what you're saying. I think that what they do and the reason that they don't do that is because – think about what it's like in New York and you're playing in November, or you know what I'm saying? So it's a little difficult to be playing in snow. Pardon the pun, I'm talking to Brian Snow, but you'd be playing in snow, right? And the truth is that's a little bit of a difficult task. So I understand the one wild card game. What they really need to do, bro, if you ask me, is they need to shorten the season. That would really help things out.
Yeah.
Shorten the season, give yourself then they could do what you just said. What you just suggested, if they shorten the season a little bit, then they'd have a little bit more time, and they could probably make that wild card game instead of being, the writing game, instead of it being one game, they could make it a little bit of a series. I agree.
And you could take it down from 162 back to where it was before they extended it to 154 games. And then that wild card game becomes a 3-game wild card series. And you want to have, if they shorten the season, you want to have a progression. 3 for the wild card, 5 for the division series, and 7 for the league championship series and the World Series. So you could squeeze a lot of baseball if they do what you suggest, and that's shorten the season.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, we always talk about the pitching staffs and, like, you know, basically at the end of the day, man, what winds up happening, at least in my humble opinion, is one team's pitching staff is totally overused and they wind up having absolutely nothing left for the World yep. Series, and they wind up, you know, exploiting that. So that potentially could help that too. Take a couple games off of these guys' arms throughout the season as well, and maybe you have a better quality throughout the whole way. I don't know, but look, we're experimenting with baseball, and trust me, I don't think baseball minds that we're experimenting with them the way that they've experimented. Hey, let me ask you this before we take a break. In the American League, is it the Yankees or could Houston dethrone them? Could Cleveland do it? Who do you think could beat the Yankees and keep them out of the World Series?
I got to go with my gut, and I got to say Houston.
I agree.
Houston is kind of like Cleveland right now. Houston, even though they've led the division, they've been challenged in that division for part of the season. It was Seattle. Part of the season it was Oakland. But I got to be honest with you, the team that could keep the Yankees away from the Fall Classic, I got to say Houston.
Houston's, I agree,
like one of the hottest teams, and it's on the down low. Think about it. Houston's already won a World Series. They won the division last year with 103 games, and they were the second highest winning team in the majors. Figure that puzzle out. But Houston's that team. Houston is that team that could just sneak under everybody, even though they're going to win plus 100 again this year, and wind up winning the American League again.
I totally agree. I think they're a very complete baseball team. I agree 100%. In the National League, if it's not the Dodgers, who might it be?
You know what? I'm going to go with my gut again, and I've got two in this place.
Okay.
And it depends on if one can find their way into the playoffs. One is St. Louis, and people think I'm crazy. The other is the Giants.
Interesting. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to continue talking sports on the other side. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
One wonder Guerrero. Swing and a drive. Get out of here, Paul. This one is going to go.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Runners lead off first and second. Workman delivers. And Yuli spokes one down the right field line, hit pretty well. Going back on it is Betts into the corner, and that ball is gone. A three-run home run for Yuli Gurriel. He wrapped it around that pesky pole.
Workman, native of Austin, played at the University of Texas, second-round pick of the Red Sox in 2010, the 1-0. And Reddick drives this one deep to right center field. Going back on it is Bradley, looking up. See you later! Over the Red Sox bullpen, Josh Reddick gives the Astros an insurance run. And it's 4-2 Astros.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hanging out with Brian Snow, who's co-hosting instead of Mike Wilson today. And, Brian, once again, tell people how they can check you out at Arena. Just tell them. You tell them. I'm not going to ruin your thunder, man. Go ahead. Tell people how they can check you out.
Three ways they can find me on Twitter. First one, my personal, at DustNoManSBack. Second one, my new show title, at Snowman, the letter N, Friends, and also third one, at Arena Sports Net.
There you go, man. You can check them out all over the place. And, you know, we were talking a little bit, you know, about some of the things that potentially could happen in baseball as far as some of our ideas of who we think could cause some problems for certain teams. But there's a couple of guys out there, Madison Bumgarner and Trevor Bauer. Do you think these two guys are on the move as far as pitchers go, and these would be the two big guys? And for me, I'm trying to figure out how the Giants can do this at this point because they've gotten themselves back in the race. I know they're on the outside looking in, but what would you do if you're them with Bumgarner? And then what would you do with Trevor Bauer if you're the Cleveland Indians?
If I were the Giants, with as far as Bumgarner goes, I don't move. The Giants have gotten themselves back in the race. They had a couple of hiccups so far this weekend against San Diego, but then again, San Diego has been the team that's been causing problems anyway for some of the upper-tier teams in the National League. I don't move Bumgarner. I can't at this point. Yeah, you still have a lot of money next year, but at the same time, you're thinking about the present and the now, and the Giants are in the race, okay? Don't let 2.5 games out of the second wild card fool you. If the Giants sneak in the playoffs, they're going to cause a lot of problems. Remember 2014?
Absolutely. No, hey, they, look, in even years, man, that team is very good. We all know that. But here's my big question on that, because in the same sense as the Giants are right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are in the same position, and that's the team, obviously, that I cover in my backyard. And
yeah.
They're going through the same dilemma like right now because they keep winning a game, losing a game, and keeping themselves in the mix. But they do have some interesting pieces like Robbie Ray that if they decide to be sellers, the D-backs could help themselves out for the future. And I think that's what's important to understand here in general when you're talking about postseason baseball. It's great to get into the postseason. We all know that, right? But I think mm-hmm. that teams now think about it like this, Snowman. They think about it like this. And they're like, well, do we actually have a chance really to win the World Series? And if we don't actually have a chance to win the World Series, well, we should become sellers now all of a sudden. And I'm me, man, I am not – I don't like that. I'm saying to myself, if I'm the Brewers right now, I'm trying to buy like crazy because you know what? You've got this guy Christian Yelich who you've got to figure out a way to keep this guy in Milwaukee. The way to keep him in Milwaukee is to continue to compete and play at a very high level. You got to the National League Championship Series last year. You lose in Game 7. You got to follow it up by getting back to the postseason this year, don't you, Snowman?
Yeah, you absolutely have to follow that up. The way you keep Yelich in Milwaukee, to repeat your point, is to keep building around him. Buy like crazy at the deadline, and we're 72 hours from the deadline. Same would go for the Giants, and to answer your question about the Indians, same would go with them. Bauer stays put. Cleveland's on a roll right now. They're in the race, and you bring up a very, very valid question for teams to think of. Can we get to the World Series with what we have? If we become buyers, can we bring some folks in that'll get us not only to October, but through it? And in all three cases, I say yes. Milwaukee, San Francisco, Cleveland, I say yes at this point.
Oh, I'm totally with you there. You know, I did an interview last week in Milwaukee on a station that they had me come on, and they're like, you know, what would you do in this situation? I said, look, man, to me, it's like this. You have windows of opportunities in sports, right? And this is a window of opportunity for them right now. When you have that great player, Christian Yelich, and then, like you said, you put players around him, they've got a lot of really good pieces. To me, I don't understand management all of a sudden at this point in the season when you're this close, whether you're the Diamondbacks, the Giants, Cleveland, whoever, that's right there in the mix. I don't understand all of a sudden just changing your philosophy and saying, okay, we're going to be sellers at this point. No need to buy. Let's worry about the future. When the future, it's right now, man. Like that's the way sports work is right now. What can you do for me right now? It's not what can you do for me 5 years from now, Snowman. It's what can you do for me right now today? And I think that's what, you know, we've seen this throughout all the sports, man. In the NBA, Oklahoma City is a perfect example. They were close, and then all of a sudden, you hear the rumors
they
about
sold it all.
Yeah, exactly,
they sold
man.
Sold it all.
And to me, man, that is so disappointing as a fan of those particular teams. So I think you owe it to your fan base to go for it. That's basically my point. You owe it to your fan base if you're Milwaukee, San Francisco, Cleveland. Go for it, man.
You have to go for it. And if you're the Giants, you're really going to go for it because no one expected you to get back in the race, number one. Number two, no one expected you to be within 2.5 games of the second wild card. And three, mostly everybody is expecting them to move Bumgarner. And if I were the Giants, I wouldn't. You got a chance right now and an opportunity to really seize not only, as crazy as this sounds, not only the second wild card, but the Western Division. The opportunity for the Giants, for Cleveland, for Milwaukee to seize the divisions is right there, and they have to go for it right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%, man. I'm not one of those guys that says, oh, well, we don't have enough, and I think that we should just cash it in. Look, you're in the race, you know, and for the most part, when you really think about it, there isn't that big of a difference throughout any team, really. I mean, and again, when you think about what is it in the NBA? It's all about matchups, right? What does it come down to in all the sports? It's all about matchups, man, and for the most part in the postseason, until you've exhausted your pitching staff has a huge advantage over the hitters, man. And then as soon as that winds up flipping because you've overused your guys, then it becomes game on for the hitters. And you know, yep. There's so much strategy that goes on. Here's one more question I want to ask you. You know, analytics have become such a big part of all of these games, right? Why at some point doesn't, like, a guy like Craig Counsell, instead of going with his analytics, the dude was a baseball player. Why doesn't he go with his feel of the game at certain points? You know what I'm saying? Instead of going, oh, it's analytics, it's analytics, it's analytics. It's all about analytics.
Yep, and I hate analytics to the core. I'm old school to my heart. Can he get the job done with the bait from a hitter standpoint? Can he get the job done with the bases loaded? Did I see him get the job done with the bases loaded? From a pitcher standpoint, can you give me six innings? Can you give me seven innings? Can you be that bridge for me from 8 to 9, which is the biggest problem I see with the Dodgers right now? And no one wanted to listen to me last year when I said it, that I'll put it in four words with the Dodgers: no bridge to Jansen. And I'm talking about from the starters to Kelsey Jansen. There is no bridge from 7 to 9. This is why the Dodgers are going to falter. They're going to still probably win the division going away, and they're still going to get into the playoffs. But when the playoffs arrive, and you know this, you must have a solid bullpen. And right now, the Dodgers ain't got it.
I'm with you, man. And that's why I think the Braves have a shot. And like you said, whoever winds up getting out of the Central, St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, they all have experience in that situation. You know, I mean, last year, Milwaukee got really deep. Chicago, we know that they just recently won the World Series a few years back now. St. Louis, we know that pedigree. So I agree with you. And you know what? At the end of the day, man, pressure busts pipes, right? So these teams that are the teams that are supposed to win, sometimes the pressure is too great, man, and they succumb to it. So very interesting stuff. Great conversation about Major League Baseball. We got to take a break. I hear the music, so we're going to do that. We'll come back, and we're going to maybe jump into the NBA, man. I got a lot of things on my mind about the NBA, and I've got Brian Snow hanging with me today, the Snowman, so I got to get his brain. I got to pick it a little bit about the NBA. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Peralta walks it off. And the Diamondbacks salvage the finale against the Dodgers and snap their 7-game winning streak. There's a drive to deep right by Roberto Perez. Cleveland has the lead.
Ryan Anderson doubled his first time, digs in. And Anderson drills one deep left center field. Gone, a grand slam for Brian Anderson.
This is Dorf on Sports. Listen up, Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can start an Audible membership and save 66% on your first 3 months, a total of $30 off. That's like getting 3 months for the price of one. You'll pay just $4.95 per month for the first 3 months. After that, it's only $14.95 per month. Offer is valid from 7/1/19 through 7/31/19. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobooks in our store, regardless of price, and 2 Audible originals. Unused credits roll over. If you don't like an audiobook, exchange it for free. Plus, your audiobooks are yours to keep forever, even if you cancel. There are no commitments. You can cancel anytime. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you fill your summer with more stories. On top of audiobooks and Audible originals, members get access to audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible is a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, sunbathing on the beach, or poolside. Listen anytime, anywhere, and never lose your spot when you switch devices. Visit audible.com/speed or text speed to 500-500 to get started today.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three keywords:
buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
George twirls. That silky smooth stroke knocks one.
I'm extremely excited. Extremely happy to be back home.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Man, we're going to make it happen. LAR way.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Yeah, LA, the PG-13 way with Kawhi Leonard, man. And I was hearing some interesting things from the Oklahoma City Thunder brass about the whole situation and how everything went down. And look, man, there's always going to be two sides to the story, right, Snowman? There's always two sides to every story, and somebody's going to feel like they got the short end of the stick, and somebody's going to feel like they walked away smelling like a rose. And you know what? PG-13 walks away smelling like a rose, and Oklahoma City Thunder, as we alluded to earlier in the program, all of a sudden decided to cash in their chips and go a different direction. And then they get rid of Westbrook after that. He's moving on to Houston, where he goes back to team up with James Harden. I love the duo personally. I think it's going to be fantastic. But truth be told, there's going to be some changes with the way that free agency goes down in the future. And to be honest with you, Snowman, I think it's much needed, man. I think the players carry way too much control. And I'm not saying I want the owners to have all the control either, but I do think you have to figure out a way to make things better for everybody. And the way it works right now, it's all about the players, in my humble opinion, man.
This should have been figured out a long time ago. Yeah, you don't want the players to have all the control, which they do now. And you don't want the owners to have all the control either. There's got to be some kind of, what's the old phrase, a happy medium. And right now with NBA free agency, there isn't any. There just isn't.
I agree.
That should be the scariest thing to the regular NBA fan. That should be, if you really deep dive into this, using this free agency, 2019, and how everything panned out, in particular in Los Angeles, and of course there are two sides to that coin.
Sure.
There's got to be a happy medium, and there isn't any, and that should scare you.
What also is out there is the fact that all these deals were – They couldn't go down till a certain point, but it's like we knew about all these deals before they even happened. So So basically what was happening was is the deals were taking place before they actually could do the deals, and then the deadline comes at 6 p.m. and boom, you're having all these deals happen 6:01, 6:02, boom. But they were already done deals before that. And I think that they're going to have to do something with tampering, and I don't exactly know how they go about it, because can you say the tampering is LeBron James at the All-Star break saying, you know, I would love to be playing with Anthony Davis next year? Is that tampering?
I'll give you a better question when we talk about LeBron James and tampering. Is this tampering? Because there was some audio that came out a few years ago of LeBron James giving Dwayne Wade a hug after a Christmas Day game and saying, we're going to reunite and do some things. Can that be considered tampering?
Yeah, I mean, again, it of course, absolutely. But my point is that it tampering is like that's every single day, right? I mean, you're going up to somebody and going, "Hey, man, think about what it would be like with you and I playing together." And you know, Kevin Durant with Kyrie, they were talking for years. You know, I mean, so
yeah,
the players are collectively tampering as well.
Mm-hmm. And who do you find? Who don't you find? How can you prove it? All those questions have to be answered, and sometimes they're not.
You know why I like two guys like more than anybody, because of that whole situation where you had guys like LeBron and everybody going and playing with their buddies? There's two guys in the NBA right now that I think will not do that type of thing ever throughout their whole career. That's Damian Lillard in Portland, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee. Those two guys want to build around themselves, and I think that that is really special. And
they're not.
Yeah, I think that those two guys, to me, stand out in the crowd. And you know what? Whether or not they actually wind up being champions, I don't really care, because I like the way that they're going about their lives and their careers, and they're not just trying to glom on somewhere and become something. And here's the one thing I'll give Kawhi and PG some credit for. You know, it could have been very easy to go to the Los Angeles Lakers, where there's all that pedigree of all that winning, okay? And trust me, man, it took me a few days to, like, think about this and let it marinate in my brain a little bit. But I actually found it kind of cool that they chose the Clippers instead of the Lakers or New York or, you know, those places that are allegedly like the meccas of basketball, right? And they wanted to go somewhere and they wanted to make their own mark. So in a way, I kind of hated it. But then after I thought about it, I was like, this is actually kind of cool, because they're not taking the easy way. They're going somewhere where they've always been the little sister to the LA Lakers, and now they've got a chance to be the big brother. And in some way, dude, I actually find that to be pretty cool.
And I find that pretty cool also. It was a savage move by Kawhi and PG-13 to, like, you know, let's just call it what we see and stick it to the Lakers. They absolutely stuck it to the Lakers uniting with the Clippers, to the point where the Clippers owner is planning their own arena. And I hope it happens. I really, really hope it happens. It gives Doc Rivers and company a chance to be out from under the shadow of the Lakers. And speaking of the Staples Center, this was brought to my attention, and I didn't realize it. The Staples Center wasn't built for neither the Lakers nor the Clippers. It was built for the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah.
The Lakers and the Clippers are basically renting the place. The Clippers owner realizes it, and he says, the heck with this, we're getting out of here. And I think they may have an arena in Inglewood.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea, too. I mean, look, like you said, to get out of the shadow of the Lakers, but also, like, get your own place, man. I never understood that. Why would these guys share something? And just out of curiosity, you know, you look at the Lakers the roster right now, and, you know, they've got some names on there. But truth be told, if you ask me, I feel like they're an injury or two away from not being that good. And if LeBron James goes down like he did last season, and as you get older, those things happen more often than not, I really think they're not that great personally. And I don't get why Vegas has them winning all these games and has them on top as far as one of the favorites. Do you get it? I personally don't get it.
Last year, everyone was making such a ballyhoo of LeBron signing with the Lakers, and my inbox was flooded saying the Lakers are going to win 50 games, they're going to win 60 games, they're going to dethrone the Warriors in the Western Conference. And my exact response was, I would be surprised if the Lakers win 40, and they won less than 40. And I'm still getting the side eye from saying that. And like you said, they're an injury away, two significant injuries away from being a lottery team. If LeBron goes down again and he's not 100% healed, he will not say it aloud. The Lakers will not say it aloud. But mark my words, he's not 100% healed. Neither is DeMarcus Cousins. Neither is JaVale McGee. And to a point, neither is Anthony Davis.
Yep. I agree. At this point in his career, he's not a young buck anymore, man. He's been in the league for a pretty long time, and his body's taken that toll too. I agree with you 100%. You know, you look at their roster. You got guys like Jared Dudley. He's okay. He's all right. Danny Green was okay. I mean, again, I think that in the right situation, everybody can perform, but you're going to have problems. You got Rajon Rondo, who look, back in the day, he was playoff Rondo. He's not the same guy anymore.
Yep.
I do like Avery Bradley. That's the one move that they made that I do think is a very long-term move. You can keep that guy around for a long, long time. But I don't look at their roster and say to myself, wow, this is a championship roster. And I think it's interesting how the public perceives things. And, you know, the odds are with the Lakers. And I'm not seeing it, man. I'm really not.
I'm not seeing it either. Everybody wants to throw 27-8-8 at me, which is what LeBron averaged last year. Yeah, how about this? He only played 55 games.
Yeah,
and even that that was a stretch when he got back from his injury. You know, one of the analytics is creeping in the basketball when it shouldn't. Look at the raw numbers. LeBron only played 55 games, and to be perfectly honest, that 27-8-8. Is not that impressive when you only play 55 games, number one. Number two, your team only wins 37. And number three, you get eliminated by the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
From playoff competition.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it was kind of like LeBron needed last year not to be in the playoffs. I'll be honest with you, man. Mm-hmm. His body needed some time to recover. The guy's played so many damn minutes throughout his career, and he's been in so many postseasons, and he's getting so far, you know, so many different times. So I kind of looked at it like he needed a break. His body needed a break from the postseason. Obviously, he didn't want to go out. Yeah, but he didn't want to go out the way he went out. I mean, I know that because the guy's a competitor and he's a champion. So at the end of the day, you want to go out there and you want to be able to perform at your highest level. He just wasn't able to do it. Just out of curiosity, Lonzo Ball, you know, his dad made so much noise for so long, and then all of a sudden the guy's gotten very quiet. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
About Lonzo or about his dad? Because you can go two different ways when it comes to those two.
I'm talking about Lonzo. Is that good for Lonzo?
I have four words about Lonzo. And you may not agree, and a lot of people may not agree. And I'll put a preface in front of it. Until I see otherwise, and I can totally be proven wrong, and I will admit it on my show and yours. But until I see otherwise, Lonzo Ball is finished. He's finished.
I don't know if he ever started. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been
You got a point. Oh my gosh. He got torched in college for a 39-point game, and I'm trying to remember the guard who torched him. He was.
I think De'Aaron Fox, DeAndre Fox, or was
De'Aaron
it
De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah,
De'Aaron Fox torched him. And Lonzo's supposed to be this all that kind of basketball player? Not a chance.
Yeah.
Not if you get scorched by someone who's 4 inches shorter, about 50 pounds lighter, and he scorched you for 39 points.
I'm with you, man. I don't think the guy ever got started, and I think his dad has been a terrible thorn in his side, too, to be honest with you. And mm-hmm. I actually think him getting out of L.A. might actually help him a little bit. We'll see how he can develop now. But I have not been impressed with that kid at all. Hey, who's your favorite big two now in the NBA? What's your favorite big two?
I have three.
Okay, let's hear.
One is in Portland. One is in Portland, Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
Your team, Milwaukee, with Giannis and Middleton.
Okay.
And three, you ought to know who the third one is, the Splash Brothers. Even though Clay's not going to be healthy until after the All-Star break, those are my three big pairs right now.
I like James Harden and Westbrook, man. I love that, man. I love that pairing for some reason. I love all the naysayers that say, you know, this isn't going to work. Dude, I'm telling you right now, that is going to work out, and they're going to win a lot of games in the regular season for sure. I don't know if it relates to them winning a bunch in the postseason, but truth be told, I think that dynamic of James Harden and Westbrook, both guys that can carry the ball the way that they carry it and take all the responsibility, that's going to be awesome to watch. Anyways, we got to take a break. We're going to do it. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Forced himself to alter that shot. Should have tried to get the foul.
Lonzo thought about it, then charged it down the lane. Iggy Ingram had some room. Step back out for Lonzo. Hit three threes the other night, and that one is perfect.
Doesn't look to shoot often, but he's improved his confidence from behind the arc.
At Staples Center, they're trying to run again. Lonzo, another three. Yep! Lonzo Ball, and the Lakers have hit their eighth three.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time for hour number one of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with Brian Snow as my usual co-host, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, is on assignment this week. And unfortunately, he was going to call in, but you know what? He's got other things happening, and he is not going to call us hour number two, Snowman. So it'll be just you and I for the whole 2 hours, which is great. I love talking sports with you. I love talking sports with anybody, man. So we'll do just fine without Mike. But hour number one, just about in the books, my friend. So just to kind of a little bit of what's to come, we'll talk some NFL football in hour number two. We'll probably go back into some Major League Baseball. We'll probably go back into the NBA, and we'll just kind of throw around topics. And, you know, an interesting one that my producer just threw to me is just something I want to throw to you before we go to break here. Do you miss hearing about LeBron James, Tiger Woods, or maybe even a guy like John Daly? Do you miss hearing from guys like that? Or does the sports world need those guys?
May I speak freely?
Absolutely, brother.
Hell no.
I love it, man. I love it. Yeah, I mean, look. Hey, the best news to me is, you know, I love when Tiger fools people, you know, like when he has a couple of nice victories and then everybody's like, well, Tiger's going to be back. No, he's not, man. He is not back.
No, it's not happening. I got proven wrong. I'll admit it. I got proven wrong.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We're going to do that. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. He is Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong reaction coming from some Baltimore officials after President Trump sends out a series of tweets blasting Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings' home city, saying it was in far worse condition than the migrant detention centers along the southern border, and accusing Cummings of bullying the Border Patrol over what some claim are inhumane conditions at the border. Trump said the detention centers are crowded but clean, and he called Baltimore a dangerous, disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess. Mary Pat Clark is a Baltimore City Council member.
Whatever Trump says usually doesn't matter, but what is said about Baltimore always matters, and we will always be here to defend a wonderful city that we would not leave on a bet.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
One man was killed and at least 11 other people were wounded last night when gunfire broke out at a large outdoor event in Brooklyn, New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the shooting was something that shattered a peaceful neighborhood event. A police spokesman says no arrests have been made. Representatives from Europe, China, and Russia, nations that are still committed to the Iranian nuclear deal, are to meet today with Iran's representative in Vienna to discuss how to salvage the unraveling agreement. The diplomats want to examine issues linked to the implementation of the accord after Iran admitted to surpassing stockpile and enrichment limits that were set out in the deal that President Trump pulled the U.S. out of shortly after he was elected. Red Sox fans react to news that former slugger David Ortiz is out of the hospital after being shot over 6 weeks ago.
Amazing news. That's fantastic news.
Ortiz now recovering at home. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A wildfire that's crippled traffic along I-5 in southern Oregon is now over 10,000 acres in size and growing. Authorities beginning evacuations, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Milepost 97 fire near Canyonville started late Wednesday and is burning in steep, rocky terrain. The Oregon Department of Forestry said about 900 firefighters and 15 helicopters are battling the blaze, along with a host of large air tankers. Smoke from the fire is also hampering firefighters from the air as they can't see where to drop the water. Ash from the fire is falling around like snowflakes in southern Oregon, and many people can't go outside without a mask due to unhealthy air quality. The police believe the fire was related to an illegal campfire.
New York City officials welcoming a congresswoman's proposal for a parade to honor 9/11 responders and survivors. Representative Carolyn Maloney making the suggestion Friday to Mayor Bill de Blasio, a fellow Democrat. She says a parade in the city's famed Canyon of Heroes would be a small but meaningful way to show the nation's gratitude. And a Tampa, Florida couple's asking their wedding guests to bring school supplies for needy kids instead of gifts to their wedding. Callie Cameron, the bride, is a first grade teacher and says she knows a lot of kids come to school with nothing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It's hour number two of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Brian Snow today, filling in for my usual co-host, Mike Wilson. So much to get into in the sports world, whether it's the NBA and all the free agency moves and everybody talking about this and that and the other, whether it's Major League Baseball with that trade deadline fast approaching. Obviously, we got NFL football to talk about as well, as camps have been opened up and players are getting out there, moving around and doing what they do. And we'll talk about injuries pretty soon with that as well. When I come to think about it, I always like to have the who's going to tear their ACL first pool throughout the season. I love that one, but so much to talk about in the wide world of sports. And to do it with me is none other than Brian Snow. How you doing, Snowman?
I'm doing well, Dorf. Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, you know it's a true pleasure talking sports with you, and I love doing your show as well. And tell people a little bit about yourself, how they can find you on Twitter, and how they can find you in general, man.
Just rebranded from Snowman in the Morning to Snowman and Friends. Big launch August 5th. I'll be doing segments this week. Follow that on Twitter, at Snowman, the letter N, Friends. And our flagship station, my flagship station, my show, at Arena Sportsnet.
There you go, man. Hang out with us, folks. We're going to go rap about the sports world for about the next 50 minutes or so. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be right back in just a little bit. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf and Brian Snow. We'll be back.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
There's a shot, headed for the wall, rising up, it's high, and that ball's gone, a home run. Mookie Betts with his third home run of the season. Red Sox get a little closer.
Judge, that is long gone! Oh my! Off the brick wall! Aaron Judge makes it rain!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports, here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. A lot to get into in the sports world and tons of baseball, big games today, to be quite honest with you. Braves and Phillies going at it. That's a big one. Rays and Blue Jays. Big for the Rays, not so much for the Blue Jays. Pirates and Mets. That's not necessarily a huge game. Diamondbacks and Marlins will be playing today. That's a big one for the D-backs to keep themselves in the mix. Rockies and Reds going at it. Neither one of those teams really that big of a deal for them. Dodgers and Nationals, that's a big game. The Nationals need to keep winning. Dodgers are showing us what they're made of throughout the regular season. Cubs and Brewers, that's obviously a huge series going on right now. Milwaukee's gotten the first two. We'll see if they can get that third one. Twins and White Sox, Twins got to keep winning. Indians are playing the Royals. Both those teams are trying to win a lot. Astros and Cardinals, that's probably my most exciting series that's going on right now,
yes,
to be honest with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Orioles and Angels, they'll be playing. Rangers, Athletics, Giants and Padres. We talked about the Giants quite a bit. They need to keep winning, and you know what? Padres aren't that great, so good opportunity. Tigers playing the Mariners, Yankees and Red Sox. That's another big one. Can the Red Sox keep kind of whittling away at the Yankees' big lead that they have in the American League East. Hey, I want to ask you this. I have a feeling you're as much of a sports junkie as I am, Snowman. And
yes,
do you find yourself watching the Big Three and like this $2 million take-all winner tournament for the basketball? Are you as much of a junkie as I am that like when there's nothing else to watch, we're going to still watch stuff because we just can't get enough? And are you into the Big Three at all? And are you into that $2 million tournament that's going on?
Oddly enough, neither. I haven't had – well, that's just I haven't had the opportunity to take a look at either of those two. And it's nothing against the programs that are going on, nothing against them at all. It's just, you know, it's the Astros and the Cardinals. That's a possible NLCS preview. That's got my appetite wet right now. Twins and White Sox, my White Sox trying to find their way back into the race, but they're playing for next year. I hate to say that, but they are. But as far as the Big Three, and I've seen clips of the Big Three. I didn't realize TBT, the basketball tournament, has been going on for a few years now.
Yeah.
So now that you mentioned it, I may have to check it out. Darn you.
I just gave you something else to do, man. There you go. But no, the Big Three, the Big Three to me, man, is like, it's these guys that are obviously a little bit past their prime and they're just kind of hanging on to something. But Ice Cube has done a good job with that, man. Like, I'm being dead serious right now. He's done a good, decent job. He gets arenas and people are filling those arenas to watch this stuff. So, hey, more power to him. Credit to Ice Cube for putting that whole thing together, man.
Absolutely. He's done a great job since he had to take it back over. He's done a great job in actually seeing the business through, getting the players in. And, yeah, they're players that are past their prime. But you're playing 3-on-3 and you're only playing half court. So if there's any kind of extension of energy, it's at the end of the game. 50 points wins the game. First to 25 takes us to halftime. I like how those rules are because you give the guys a chance to play some basketball, but you also give them a little bit of break on their body as well.
Yeah, no, and you know, look, I'm sorry, but I still find watching Raul Mahmoud, whatever his name is, I still find
Mahmoud Abdul. Can we just call him Chris Jackson? Chris Jackson wasn't the thing back in the day when he was at LSU.
Let's make
That's
it easy,
how I
guys.
Recognize
let's make
him.
It easy on ourselves. But no, I still enjoy watching that guy. He's fun to watch. And even if the guy's like 52 years old now, I don't know what he is, but Rashard Lewis is still in there. He can still ball a little bit. They got some interesting characters. And I think that's kind of what it's about, too, is they've got a lot of personalities in that, man. And it's kind of fun watching when it does get close to the end of the game and the money's on the line or you're going to win or lose, they do start taking it pretty damn serious, man.
Yeah, they do. It's like a celebrity all-star game.
Yeah.
And that's what intrigues me a lot about it. These guys can still ball. Let's put that first and foremost. They can still ball. They can still play. And it's a backyard kind of game. It's three on three. It's a backyard kind of game now, and that to me is more fun to watch, especially now with all the NBA free agency signings doing their thing. And it's like you said, you get to a point where if you see some sports on, you will watch it. Anybody remember the World League of American Football? But you find yourself watching. You find yourself watching things like that. Am I right? You find yourself watching things like that because you've got to feed the junkie. You got to feed the sports junkie within you.
Yeah, dude. I used to watch on Friday nights that Canadian Football League. Man, I'm sorry, but I was just like Jones is so bad for
it.
Football. I'd sit there and
love
watch
it.
That, and then they got me caught up on watching. What's his name? The kid from Texas A&M, Johnny Manziel, right? Then I'm watching that clown chase around the football field a little bit too, man. So, yeah, these things, they just get us to waste our time on these things. But, look, man, for the sports junkie, there's always something. Are you into soccer at all? You
there
like
has
soccer?
To be. I haven't watched soccer in a while, but I'm starting to get back into it. I love indoor soccer. That got my attention. I had a chance to go to a few indoor soccer matches, but I remember the old school days with the Baltimore Blast and the San Diego Sockers and the Dallas, I can't remember the name, Dallas Sidekicks. I remember those teams. That's what got me into soccer, actually.
Yeah, and you know, they back in, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we had the Milwaukee Wave. They played for a while.
Milwaukee Wave, yes. Yeah. And we had, so, I'm from Chicago. We had the Chicago Sting for the longest time, indoor or outdoor. We had the Chicago Sting, the Milwaukee Wave, the Dallas Sidekick, the San Diego Sockers. Man, indoor soccer is what got me into soccer. And you mentioned football. I'll tell you something. My wife is a big-time Colts fan, and I know we're going to talk football here a little later, but there's one play during the season where we went out to lunch, came back, and turned on the television. They were playing the Oakland Raiders, and Mo Alie-Cox had this one-handed catch, and we turned the television on just as that catch happened. And I found the clip, and I played it. I looked at her, and she looked at me, and she went, "I still wonder how the hell he made that catch."
Yep. I hear you. Hey, you said something interesting to me as I was listening to you talk just now. You're from Chicago, right?
Yes.
But you're a St. Louis Cardinal fan? Let me get this straight. Is that right?
Okay. Here's what happened. The first team I ever loved was indeed the St. Louis Cardinals, and that was in 82 because one of my favorite players of all time is the legendary Ozzie Smith. I love watching him play. If you can believe, one of my favorite pitchers of all time, God rest his soul, is Joaquin Andujar. I just love watching his motion and watching him pitch. Then, of course, there's Bruce Sutter, who was actually a Cub once upon a time. But from being from Chicago, I'm a Southsider. I'm a Chicago White Sox fan more than anything else because my dad was taking me to White Sox games throughout my childhood. And I've been a Sox fan most of my life. There's three generations of us, my grandpa, my pops, and me.
That's cool, man. That's good to hear. I mean, yeah, it's interesting because you're either a Cubs fan or you're a White Sox fan. You very rarely find a fan of both of those teams, right? You know, it's interesting how that works. That
it's
dynamic
either
is
one or the other. It's either
What's
one
that?
Or the other. If you're from the South Side, you're a White Sox fan. If you're from the North Side, you're a Cubs fan. And the Cubs have been suffering for the longest time until November 2nd, 2016, and I'll wait until toward the end to tell a funny story about that. But I'll give this little hint. I was in La Porte, Indiana, when the Cubs did the deed on November 2nd, 2016, and my thoughts of a Cubpocalypse happened.
That's awesome. All right, hanging out with Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, "Hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you." So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now the Chiefs, after a failed 4th-and-10 pass, will get in the victory formation, go to an E, and they and the Rams, the only undefeated teams in pro football, at 4-0. They come from behind to beat the Denver Broncos tonight, 27-23.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. We can never get enough of the NFL because it does stand for a couple different things. National Football League, not for long. A lot of different things, man. I remember Jerry Glanville when he said that, man. It's the not for long league. But anyways, welcome back in, everybody. Brian Snow, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529, if you want to talk to us. Otherwise, we'll just continue throwing it out there for you. And that's usually what happens more often than not. People just like listening to sports talk radio. And I always find that interesting, Snowman. I don't know about you, but people always shoot me messages. Hey, man, I was listening to you, this, that, and the other. And they talk to me about everything that I was talking about on the show. And I'm like thinking to myself, well, dude, if it was on your mind that much, why don't you pick up
the
phone
and
reach
out
and touch somebody, right? Yeah, exactly, man. But anyways, the NFL is right around the corner, my friend. And there are so many things. Like, the one thing I love about the NFL is you can talk about the NFL 24/7, 365 days a week, a year. It doesn't make a difference, man. You can always talk NFL football. And with the NFL, there is so much going on, right? I mean, I think that at the end of the day, the usual suspects are all going to be back there, but it's always that journey to see how a team gets back there. And most notably, I'm obviously talking about the New England Patriots. Again, I'm going to go out there right away, and I'm just going to say, look, they're my favorite. I'm sorry, but they're my favorite to come out of the AFC once again. I don't care how old Tom Brady is. The dude could be 50, and he'll still be throwing touchdowns.
And he'll still be slinging it.
He never gets touched, though.
He'll be slinging it the way he was slinging it in Super Bowl 36. All right? Let's just be real. I'm not a big Tom Brady fan, but I respect the hell out of him. He's going to be slinging it until he can't swing it anymore.
Me too, man. I think that they're going to be interesting this year, as always. But just some of the more intriguing things about the NFL this year, like, let's just kind of go through this. We'll start out here in the NFC West, where we have the Arizona Cardinals, obviously the team that I follow and cover. Kyler Murray coming in, Cliff Kingsbury coming in, getting rid of Robert Nkemdiche yesterday. I think that that's an interesting move. That's a first-round draft pick from the class of 2016. Someone's going to pick him up really, really quickly. I'm not too worried about it, but I do think it shows that, you know, Cliff Kingsbury is going to come in and he's going to make his own mark. I think the Cardinals are going to struggle. Don't get me wrong. I think they're going to suck once again. That's kind of who they are. But I do think that Kyler Murray is going to be a really, really fun kid to watch. Whether or not he makes it at this level, obviously, it's really, really difficult. But he has all the intangibles. So we'll see if Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, if that marriage can work. What are your thoughts?
I don't know if it can or can't, but it'll be interesting to see
how that plays out. And you mentioned the NFC West, of course, the Rams or the Kings until someone knocks them off. And I think I know the team that can knock them off.
Me too,
as crazy as it sounds. Thank you. The team that can knock them off is going to be the 49ers.
Yeah, not crazy at all, man. I mean, I think Jimmy G comes back, plays pretty well. They've got some decent pieces there, and that defense is pretty good for San Francisco too. So I agree with you,
that
man. I think that I look
healthy,
at San Francisco as the team to
dynamite.
Beat.
Dynamite.
What's that?
That defense, when they stay healthy, and I think they're going to stay relatively healthy, that defense is going to be dynamite.
Yeah,
absolutely dynamite. And the offense is going to flip it completely around. Jimmy G has to stay healthy for 16 games. We all know that. But we've seen glimpses before he went down in Kansas City. But the receivers they picked up in the draft are going to be absolutely phenomenal. Can you imagine Garoppolo having fun throwing to Deebo Samuel? I mean, it's like you're going to see flashbacks. Of course, the receiving giant you're going to see in San Francisco, of course, is George Kittle, their outstanding tight end. McKinnon is healthy. But the bell cow of that running game is going to be Matt Breida. He had 1,000 yards last year. He could repeat that and get 1,000 this year. It's a crowded backfield in San Francisco. But when you have that many weapons and a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo, you're going to have some fun.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when you look at a lot of their games last year, even though they lost a lot, they were in games, man. I'm sorry. And as bad as they were in football games. And there's something to be said for that. I do agree with you. I think San Francisco is a team that's definitely on the move. I like the Rams. I'm going to go with this would be my order. Rams win the division. San Francisco takes second. Seattle takes third. Arizona's in fourth. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Flip the first two. I got this. It's going to come down to when the Rams play the 49ers. They got to see them twice, once in Los Angeles, the other in Santa Clara. If the Niners steal one of those two, they'll steal the division.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, again, I think that's fair. Because we're both a little bit high on San Francisco, and I think it's all because of the potential of Jimmy Garoppolo. And I mean, I think that's
exactly.
Obvious for everybody. And the defense that they're returning is pretty solid. Hey, let's look at the AFC West real quickly, and that's just kind of the way I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go from, you know, the south to the south, the north to the north, the east to the east.
Yep.
So let's look at the AFC West, where we have the Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, the Chargers, and then the Raiders. I love the Chargers. I love the Chiefs. And I got to get your take on this before we get too in-depth with this. But Tyreek Hill gets reinstated. He's back in the NFL. I'm really torn on this because the message to me is pretty clear from what he said, that, you know, his girlfriend or wife, whatever she was, says, you know, he's terrified of you. And then he responds by saying, well, you should be terrified of me as well. I'm sorry, but I'm hearing that message loud and clear, but somehow Roger Goodell has no evidence or doesn't feel a need for this or that and the other. I'm just curious what you think about that whole situation.
Roger Goodell misplayed it again. He misplayed it again. And it also brings this question on the backside of it. If Tyreek Hill is not suspended, even though that message is clear, in echoing what he said, you should be too, then why did it cost Ezekiel Elliott six games when Ezekiel Elliott, A, was found innocent, and B, to my knowledge, didn't do anything? And it cost him six games.
I'll take it one step further. The fact that Tom Brady got suspended four games or whatever it was for deflated football is even more ridiculous. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
But this guy plays God. That's what it is, man. He plays God, and he just figures what he wants and what he doesn't want. And truth be told, look, I'm not going to lie. Tyreek Hill is a dynamic wide receiver, maybe the best wide receiver in the game. You know, there's different treatment for different people. And unfortunately, that's not the way it should be. These guys are all professionals. And that's always been the thing to me is the NFL lives by their own rules, right? They have their own set of standards that they have. Well, their standard should be higher than that of the normal society, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah,
you would think amazing. You would think it would be higher than the norm of society, number one. And number two, you would think it would be, what's the word I'm looking for? Wait for it. Fair across the board. And it's yeah. not.
All right.
It's so not. My wife and I had the same discussion. Had the same discussion. It ain't fair across the board.
It's not. And look, I understand that that's the way life works. But at the end of the day, man, all of these people that are playing professional sports have worked their whole damn life to get to that place and that position.
Yes.
Treat them all the same, man. And I understand people are going to make different money. I get that because they have different values. But you know what? At the end of the yep. day, they all put in the work. They all did they put in their time to get to that place. And they're all there. All right. Speaking of that, Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders. I can't like the Raiders. I'm sorry. I just can't like them. It's their fans. It's just everything about them. I just can't like them. The Chargers, there's something likable about them. Phillip Rivers seems like a good guy. I'd like to see that guy win. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're fun. They're exciting, right? They've got Patrick Mahomes. They got Tyreek Hill. The backfield, I'm not so sure it's going to be as good anymore. The Denver Broncos, and now they've got Joe Flacco there, man. So I think we're both going to like Kansas City and the Chargers, and I just don't know who's going to be first and second.
Whoever wins the division wins the division. Whoever second takes one of the wild card spots. And
right.
personally, it's a toss-up, by the way. I could say Chargers and Chiefs, and then by week 8 I could flip it and say Chiefs and Chargers. But the Chiefs and the Chargers are the class in that division.
Yep, by a long shot. But Denver, what do you think, Joe Flacco? Can he steady the ship there a little bit? What can he do?
Can they put a line in front of him?
He's going to need
it,
right?
Can they put a line that can actually block?
Well, and with Joe, they're going to need it, right? I mean, he's not very mobile, right? So he's going to need some pretty good protection.
This ain't Super Bowl Joe anymore.
Well, and you know what? And to his credit, he does have a Super Bowl. So he's a good guy, I think, to bring in as kind of a bridge. You know, we use that term all the time, like a bridge quarterback. I think he's definitely a good bridge quarterback for the Denver Broncos moving forward.
Yeah, he is.
All right, we got to take a break. I hear the music behind us. We're going to come back. We're going to continue going through the NFL. We'll get to the South, AFC, and obviously the NFC North, AFC, NFC East, AFC, NFC. So keep it close. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Chiefs 3rd and 5 in the gun. Mahomes from his 45. 2 on the defensive line. 5 in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes, arms out, stretch, shotgun, snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
This is Dorf on Sports. Listen up, Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can start an Audible membership and save 66% on your first 3 months, a total of $30 off. That's like getting 3 months for the price of one. You'll pay just $4.95 per month for the first 3 months. After that, it's only $14.95 per month. Offer is valid from 7/1/19 through 7/31/19. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobooks in our store, regardless of price, and 2 Audible originals. Unused credits roll over. If you don't like an audiobook, exchange it for free. Plus, your audiobooks are yours to keep forever, even if you cancel. There are no commitments. You can cancel anytime. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you fill your summer with more stories. On top of audiobooks and Audible originals, members get access to audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible is a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, sunbathing on the beach, or poolside. Listen anytime, anywhere, and never lose your spot when you switch devices. Visit audible.com/speed or text speed to 500-500 to get started today.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
car repair? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Empty backfield, Newton shotgun. Takes the snap. Browns coming on a blitz. They throw to the middle and picked off. They got it at the 50. It's Demarius Randall at the 47-yard line. And it's going to be all over.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
I hope he's not saying you're in. But anyways, welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Ryan Snow, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I love hearing those NFL clips because it makes me think about what's to come, people. And obviously, as you know, as well as I know, I do the NFL recap on Sports Overnight America starting week one of the NFL regular season. So get ready for it. As you always know, I love talking to you on Sports Overnight America. That is so much fun when I get to break down the whole NFL and break it down, the day's action. Look forward to Monday night. So get with me on that, everybody. Late night, it starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is obviously the one and only Sports Overnight America doing the NFL Rewind. Anyways, everybody, getting back into it, Cam Newton. Kind of want to talk a little bit about him. I kind of want to talk about quarterbacks in general. Who's your quarterback, Snowman, that you think has the most to prove this season?
Let's see. I'll give you two. Cam Newton being one and Mitch Trubisky being the other.
Because you want to
say
see
Trubisky.
Go ahead.
I say Trubisky because people are still selling him short, and he should use that as a lot of fuel. He took the Bears to a division title, and he took them to within a double-doink missed field goal, damn you, Cody Parkey, of the divisional round of the playoffs. So, and Newton's coming back from an injury. You can throw Jimmy Garoppolo in this conversation as well. And it's just going to be those, well, three that I think that have the most move.
All right, I know that you're not very high on Aaron Rodgers, who personally I think is the best quarterback in the game. And, you know, sometimes
Hold on.
Let me throw this at you. Sometimes
I know.
You can be the best and not necessarily win. Let's think about Dan Marino, okay?
Yeah.
The guy was fantastic. Yeah. So the truth of the matter is Aaron Rodgers, to me, is the best quarterback in the game. And he had a down year last year, by the way, and his numbers were off the charts. But in that division, you mentioned Trubisky. I personally think Stafford, Cousins, and Aaron Rodgers all have something to prove this year. You know, Stafford, the guy is like in that second tier of quarterbacks or whatever. Kirk Cousins comes to them, obviously – and they thought that this was going to be the difference maker for them last year. Well, now he has a year under his belt. Maybe he's a little more comfortable there in Minnesota and knows how to utilize all those weapons that he has, because he has some pretty damn good wide receivers, man. So, and if their running game comes around, if their running game can come around, if Delvin Cook comes back, he's healthy. They already have a pretty decent running game. We know about their defense. I think Minnesota's pretty tough. I actually think that the team on – and this hurts me to say it, because I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers' fault, but I think the team on the outside looking in actuality, is my Green Bay Packers. So hopefully they'll be able to prove me wrong. But I think Minnesota and Chicago are pretty good, man.
They are pretty good. They have – but with the Bears, they have to take a step further. They have to get beyond – the wild card. I think they're the – I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but they're the class of that division until someone knocks them off.
I agree, man. And you know, look, it'll be interesting to see how Aaron Rodgers and his new relationship with Matt LaFleur, how that all pans out, because we're already hearing noise about, you know, the relationship that they have, and we know how Aaron Rodgers likes to call out of audibles, and he likes to see the defense, and then he likes to make his adjustments. Well, LaFleur wants him to just, you know, make the call right from the start and stick with it. So there's going to be some headbutting going on here. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, Brett Favre said, you got to let Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers. And I think that ultimately, man, cooler heads are going to prevail, and these guys will figure out a way to compromise, right? At the end of the day, that's a really tough word for people to say, but they're going to have to compromise, aren't they, Snowman?
Yeah, they're going to have to compromise. They're going to have to find a way to work together, okay? Aaron loves to audible. That's one of the – I got to say this. That's one of the things I love about Aaron Rodgers. If he sees something he doesn't like, he'll check out of the original – he'll check out of the original play, and he'll call a play that works. You know, that worked for Brett Favre. That worked for Aaron Rodgers. There, I mentioned Montana and Steve Young and their predecessors.
Peyton Manning.
Okay? Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning. Hey, one of the – Andrew Luck, same thing.
I actually think a compromise
has to happen.
Yeah, I actually think Snowman Andrew Luck's another guy that we want to watch. I think Matt Ryan's a guy that we want to watch this year. I think there's so many quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson. We gotta see how do they respond from what they had last year, where they were on the brink of something, and then bam, the playoffs came and they laid an egg, man. So
they laid a big time egg against the team that no one expected to get there in the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
And this is me showing a little favoritism, but I know what I saw with the Colts last year. How did they wind up 10-6? They got it together. Frank Reich is the perfect coach. He has Andrew Luck, prototypical quarterback. T.Y. Hilton is going to be healthy. They found a running game also. And, oh, by the way, Paris Campbell dropped in their lap in the draft. Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Colts, they do a good job of protecting Andrew Luck last year, you know, and they've made that a real point to work on that offensive line to keep Andrew Luck protected, and it definitely paid off last season. Do the Jags recover, or did they come back a little bit? How do you feel about them?
I love Nick Foles, but he's going to languish in Jacksonville. Indianapolis is going to be the class of the AFC South. Not having anything against Houston. Nothing against Houston at all. But the Colts came out of nowhere, and now they're the ones that are going to have a target on their back, and they're going to work hard to, you know, stay up top that division. They were within a Houston overtime loss that they handed away, quite frankly, from winning that division.
It's amazing, man. I like the Colts a lot. I think it's a two-team race, Houston and the Colts. I think the Jags, they're going to be a little bit better because of Nick Foles, maybe. The Titans, I'm not a huge Mariota guy. Are you? What do you like him?
I did when he was at Oregon. I don't like him in Tennessee. It's just so... It's just so incomplete with Marcus Mariota. He has the tools, but he hasn't consistently put them together, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And I think that the reason that is because at the end of the day, man, I don't care how many different ways people want to say it. Like, you know, Tom Brady is great, right? Aaron Rodgers mm-hmm. is great. Ben Roethlisberger is great, right? But the reason they're great, Snowman and everybody else, the reason they're great is not necessarily – I mean, look, they're individually they're great, but they're also in a system that works for them, right? And what was so good about Mariota back in the day is he had Chip Kelly, and Chip Kelly knew how to work this kid. So you got – he's a mobile quarterback. He's going to move the pocket around, and you have to have the offensive line to go with that. So, the NFL is so much different than college football, bro. It's like mm-hmm. night and day, man. It's unbelievable. The speed of the game is I'm sure, like myself, you're on the sidelines. You see this stuff, man. The college game is almost like moving backwards when it comes to the NFL football game, right?
It is. It is moving backwards. You want to talk about a couple of system quarterbacks? Give you two that played for the same team and gave that team 25 years with the greatness. One is Montana, the other is Young.
I'll give you two more, man. I'm glad you went that route. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
There you go. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Here's where I want to help you with your argument against our good buddy Trey, okay? Here's where I want to give you your argument. Here's what I'll give you, bro. You can't take away the fact that those guys were great, okay? They were great.
Not at all.
What you can take is you can say, look, man, here's the deal. You guys underachieved. When you have quarterbacks like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and all you have is two Super Bowl rings, you have underachieved. Uh-huh. So that's where I'm at with the Green Bay Packers, man. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan. That's the argument
I'm making against my buddy Trey. When I mentioned Montana and Young, you talk about five Super Bowls compared to two. Of course, Tom Brady has six, and he did it all by himself, but that's another level in and upon itself. But we're talking about pairs of quarterbacks. Talking about pairs of quarterbacks here. Rodgers and Favre, great pair. I pick on Trey all the time. Because of what he says about Aaron Rodgers, I pick on him ad nauseum, and I think he knows that. But there's nothing you can't take away from the fact of the numbers they have put up. You can't take away the fact that they did indeed bring two Super Bowls to Green Bay.
But there should have been more.
There should have been a lot more. There should have been a lot more. They should have found a way to beat John Elway. Rodgers should have found a way to get back into the Super Bowl. Both of them should have found a way to get back into the Super Bowl multiple times. You know, and that's the argument I'm laying with Montana and Young. They won five times. Period.
Hey,
they won five times.
Yeah. I'm with you, bro. So to me, as a Packer fan, as a fan of all those great sports teams in Wisconsin, man, my big problem with the Packers is they haven't won enough. When you have those two guys, you got to win more.
Yep.
Hey, so let me ask you this. We kind of went through the AFC South. Let's go a little bit through the NFC South. And earlier we had that highlight from Cam Newton. Do the Panthers rebound? Do they push New Orleans, or is New Orleans a clear-cut favorite? And what is what does Bruce Arians do with Winston and Tampa Bay? And then again, how does Matt Ryan and those Atlanta Falcons recover?
Matt Ryan and the Falcons have the most to prove in that division because they had two shots at Drew Brees and couldn't take advantage. Breeze and the Saints are the class of that division, and they have a lot to prove after what happened in the NFC Championship game last year in New Orleans. Okay, they had a break go for them in 2009. They had it go against them 9 years later. As far as Bruce Arians and Tampa Bay and Jameis Winston, Bruce Arians has to whisper to Jameis Winston. He's got to get in his head and tell him, look, this is your last chance to prove something. If you prove it, then I'll let you stick around. If not, I'm cutting you loose. And Cam Newton just needs to be healthy. But as far as this NFC South goes, New Orleans is the class of that division until someone shows differently.
Yeah, and I think that B.A. is a guy that if he can – if there is a guy that can be a quarterback whisperer, it is B.A., man. He gets in their ear and he can he maximizes their potential. So I kind of agree with you. This is Jameis Winston's last shot, man. If he doesn't get it done with B.A., he's done, man. He'll be out of this
league. He's got to go.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's got to get it done with B.A. He's got to go.
That's a great point. And I kind of agree with you, man. The Saints have kind of choked, right? They have these opportunities and they choke. What do you feel about Drew Brees? Where do you put him on that quarterback pedestal?
Top five, easily.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he falls into the argument with Aaron Rodgers. He should have more than one Super Bowl victory. Hell, he should have at least three right now.
Especially when it has to go through New Orleans, where it's such a difficult place for people to win. They've given up games there. So I agree. All right, we got to take one final pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back and wrap up the show. And Snowman, just so you know, we always give parting shots. So remember, when we come back, it's parting shot time. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Kicking toward the north end zone at Soldier Field. 3 for 3 on the day. 10 seconds to go. Parkey lines it up. O'Donnell on one knee. Gives him a look. Extends his right arm. Scales sends it back. Placement made. Kick by Parkey from 43. And it hit the upright. It is no good on the crossbar. And the Eagles are celebrating here at Soldier Field.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Like I said, I mean, you can't make this up. I mean, I feel terrible. Let the team down. That's on me. So I have to own it. I have to be a man. And, you know, it's unfortunately, that's the way it went today.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today, hanging out with Brian Snow, who did an unbelievable job of filling in for my usual co-host, Mike Wilson. So tell people one more time, Snowman, before we get our parting shots in, how people can check you out.
Snowman and Friends is the new name of the show. It was Snowman in the Morning, but check me out on Twitter. Snowman, the letter N, Friends, and the flagship station is at Arena Sportsnet.
Just so you know, you can still be the Snowman in the Morning and change the show, okay, brother?
Yeah. Yes,
all right, indeed. Man. So it's your time. It's parting shot time where you get to voice your opinion about anything in the sports world. Go ahead, bro.
It goes like this. The Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres gave two horrible contracts, and they're starting to see the results of them right now. People say you need to give them a few years. Nah, I think we've seen what we're going to see.
All right, so good parting shot from Brian Snow, and my parting shot for the day is kind of crazy because I'm going to piggyback you in the sense of we're both talking about baseball, and I'm going to tell you what, people, buckle up, get your popcorn, like T.O. said back in the day, because the next 3 days are going to be really, really interesting to see what happens as far as who's on the move, who's buyers, who's sellers, and we'll have our information a lot more clear in the next few days, and we'll see who is making a push and who's deciding to lay low and think about the future. But Brian, really appreciate you taking time out with me today, brother.
Thanks for having me on, brother. Appreciate it.
All righty, everybody. Thanks to Scott on the other side as well. It has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. For Brian, for Scott, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.